Winners never quit, and quitters never win. From Vince Lombardi. You're never a loser until you quit trying. From Mike Ditka. Winners are not those who never fail, but those who never quit. From Edwin Luis Cole. Never give up, for that's just the place and the time that the tide will turn. From Harriet Beecher Stowe. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. From Winston Churchill. It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. From Vince Lombardi again. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. From Newt Gingrich. Keep on going, and the chances are that you will stumble onto something, perhaps when you are least expecting it. I never heard of anyone stumbling on something sitting down. From Charles F. Kettering. Now, some of these people I've never heard of before, but those quotes are all kind of centered around the whole winners never quit. Then there's the story of the miner in California who gave up his claim after digging for years. He went home broke and busted. 10 years later, someone came along, bought the claim, and started digging again and struck one of the richest veins of gold ever found in California after digging only another 3 more feet. Perseverance is at the heart of ultramarathon running. And perseverance comes from the mindset. So, the Monday morning mindset. That is, most ultramarathon runners know that your mind will often give up or give out long before your body does. All of that being said, there are times when it's appropriate and you know it's time to take a DNF. Now, for those of you who may not be runners who run far enough to not finish, a DNF means did not finish. So this Monday morning mindset is going to be a little bit different because I am taking a DNF. Now, don't panic. I'm not DNFing the podcast. I am DNFing as a mindset coach. My wife and I have had some very long conversations over the past few weeks. I am blessed to have someone in my life who isn't afraid to tell her honest opinion. In fact, we often tell clients, don't ask me what I think if you don't want to hear it. My wife has always been very, she doesn't know how to sugarcoat things. And oftentimes it's hard for me to hear the things that she says, but I know that she sees things in me that no one else sees, not even myself. She can see things about me that I can't see. Blind spots. You need someone in your life who can see your blind spots. It is very, very helpful, if not necessarily, though, very comfortable. I started this podcast to promote and to market my coaching services. That was my intent way back 130 some episodes ago. It was to talk about mindset, talk about the ultramarathon mindset, and promote myself as a mindset coach. The podcast has grown. I'm not one of the major podcasters, but there are those of you out there who listen regularly, and I do appreciate that. My coaching business has not grown. And so we sat down and we decided that it's time for me to close down my coaching business. Now, over the period of my life, I've started a lot of projects. I have a long track record of starting things and then quitting too soon when things get hard. I did that for a long time, but since I've been running ultramarathons, I've learned about mindset and the perseverance to keep going. And I've changed my mindset, and I have kept going, but for long enough. I've kept trying to build my business, and my wife and I kind of looked at where things are, and we've decided I'm taking a DNF. Now, with any DNF, any ultramarathon runner especially, if you know, you will take a DNF, it's hard. It's hard to stop. It's hard to give up when you put that much training and work and everything into trying to finish your race. It's hard to to pull the plug and say, I'm not going to finish. And so usually there is a post-race analysis. You sit down, well, usually you recover because oftentimes there's injuries associated with a DNF, or you know, there's usually something that's gone seriously wrong, things that you hadn't planned on. Or you know, sometimes it's just you weren't ready for the course, or the weather, or you know, there are a lot of things that can happen in ultramarathon running that can cause you to DNF, and it's not some of them that is not necessarily your fault. That's the reason for those of us who run ultramarathons. That's the appeal. Your success isn't guaranteed when you run. Now, I know for you ultramarathon runners and you know the people who run on roads, it's you still some people still have DNFs, but for the most part, trail running in particular has its own challenges that are much different. Most people can train for a marathon and have a pretty good, you know, not guarantee, but they have a pretty good chance of finishing. I mean, if you train right and do things right, you can run a marathon. Running an ultramarathon gets into that point where you can still train right, you can prepare right, you can have everything that you think that you've planned for, and things fail. That's the challenge for all of us who do that. That's why we take that on. It takes a mindset to learn how to overcome these challenges and problem solve. So when you take a DNF, you don't just blame it on the weather. You don't just blame it because you always look at what could I have done differently? What can I learn from this? Now, there are mindset coaches out there. And okay, I'm talking to all of you NLP people, neuro-linguistic programming. I was trained in neuro-linguistic programming, and we were taught as the NLP practitioners that never tell your clients that they failed anything. The NLP says that you say you either succeed or you learn. That's true to a point. But I have learned that it damages your soul when you block out your emotions. And denying failure is, yes, it makes you feel a little bit better. It's like, well, I learned from this. I didn't really fail. Failure and loss are part of life. And if you bury those emotions, you're asking for trouble. Now, yes, I know NLP is, the people who do that as coaches, bless you, but that's not me. I'm an ultramarathon runner. So what I call the ultramarathon mindset, for those of us who run ultramarathons, we take on the willingness to go through whatever the trail and the weather and the nutrition and the hydration and the temperature, all of those things that are a toss-up, whatever is thrown at us, as well as the pain and all the emotions that go along with the pain, and your mind telling you you can quit, why don't you just stop? All of those things that go along with running an ultramarathon, we willingly embrace that we're going to face those and go through them. So, the NLP people who want to deny the pain and not go through it is like, that's not the ultramarathon. That's not what ultramarathon runners do. We embrace the pain. We know it's coming. We know, in fact, there's a phrase called the pain cave. It's like being in a dark place that all you feel is pain and being willing to walk through that. So closing down my coaching business, it is failure. I failed. I didn't get it done. Was not able to succeed. Not succeeding, failure. Yes, I'm going to learn from it, but I'm willing to feel the grief and the loss of, I tried that, it didn't work. And so I'm also looking inside myself, what was there inside of me that made people not respond to my message? That is not easy for most people to do, and it's not easy for me to do. But it is part of the post-DNF analysis. And I know that I can walk through that. I know that I am going to survive. I know that that I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to let this failure stop me. I have a lot of things bubbling in my soul. And I'm still going after epic stuff. I'm still living an epic life. I love life. I love looking at the future, and I have great optimism for doing great things in the future. It just won't be a coach. I am going to be podcasting here. I'm not going to shut down the podcast. Last week, I got a message from a listener who said he's making changes, getting his life back on track, looking, you know, going after the life he wants to have. And so for all of you who listen here, I want to say thank you. I appreciate being able to share with you each week. It means a lot to me to hear from you when it helps make a difference in your life. And I'm going to keep doing it just because it does feed my soul to be able to share with you things that are going on with me. That's part of who I am. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I will see you next time.